online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock, here's Lucy Hickmott.
Detectives think a former soldier may be behind a series of violent armed burglaries in Kent and other parts of the southeast because of the level of planning involved. Jewellery worth more than £1 million has been stolen in 7 raids, and the suspect is thought to have spent days staking out each property. A house was targeted in Maidstone last January. 2 months earlier, a person had been threatened with a shotgun at a home in Sevenoaks. We've disguised the victim's voice.
It's sadness for those things that have gone now and obviously won't see again. Angry that somebody just felt that they were things that they just were entitled to take.
Detective Inspector Dee Fielding is from Surrey Police, who are part of the investigation.
It was Kent Police that had put out the original information through their intelligence department to the other forces and had realised that there'd been similar offences across the country. And as soon as that was found out, we've been in consultation with each other and had regular communication.
KMFM News.
A man's been jailed for stabbing another man in Dartford, causing nearby schools to be put on lockdown. A court heard Razak Osomo carried out the attack dressed in camouflage and wearing a balaclava near Heath Lane in September. The 23-year-old from Willow Road in the town admitted wounding with intent and has been locked up for 9.5 years. A man's been charged by police following reports of a customer exposing himself to staff at a supermarket in Larkfield. It's said to have happened twice at Tesco in Lunsford Park last week. A 43-year-old from Snodland is also accused of using threatening or abusive behaviour.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
Brexit supporters have dismissed a leaked government document predicting the UK will be worse off after leaving the EU, regardless of what withdrawal deal is struck. Conservative MP Jacob Rees-Mogg says it's nearly impossible to predict over the timescales included in the report. Meantime, transport bosses in Kent say an alternative to Operation Stag is desperately needed before Brexit. They're warning we could face huge delays and disruption next year if plans aren't put in place to keep cross-channel lorries moving. Heidi Skinner is from the Freight Transport Association.
Nobody wants residents to be impacted. I think everybody wants freight to be moving. Everybody wants, you know, the supermarkets to be stocked and, you know, petrol in their petrol stations. So it's vital that the road network is as clear as possible.
Later, a Kent MP is holding a debate in Parliament on lorry parking in Kent. Faversham's Helen Waitley is worried about the growing number of HGVs being left in residential roads and lay-bys because there aren't enough places for them in official truck stops.
This is KMFM.
Market traders have told KMFM there are mixed feelings about plans to transform Strood Town Centre this year. The £9 million makeover is due to begin in a few weeks' time. It'll improve walkways, cycle facilities and road layouts, but the town's market traders will need to move out for 4 months while the work's carried out. Trader Mike Parslow is in two minds about the plans.
It's good for the area, I should imagine, in the long run, but it seems a lot of money for what they're actually doing, where I think that money could go elsewhere. More improvements to shops and parking more than anything.
And after 14 years on Strictly Come Dancing, Brendan Coles revealed he won't be returning to the show next series. He says he was told over the phone his contract wouldn't be renewed.
Sport.
With Dino-Rod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
Football fans are paying their respects to Cyril Regis at West Brom Stadium. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Molly.
The former England striker died earlier this month, aged 59. He was considered a pioneer for black footballers, particularly in the 1980s. These Albion supporters have been sharing their memories.
Paved the way for a lot of players, black players now, and he was an inspiration.
He took it out on the ball. He says, OK, if you're going to hate me for my colour, you're going to love me for my goals.
Nothing put him off. Really hard working, put up with all the abuse that many, many people threw at him. And what a gentleman.
Elsewhere today, UK anti-doping's to receive a 50% funding boost to hugely increase the number of drugs tests it carries out. That number's expected to rise from 10 to 15,000 a year. Among other recommendations, the government will give UCAD an extra £6.1 million over the next 2 years. And Jamaica will have an athlete in the Winter Olympic skeleton for the first time in South Korea next month. The women's bobsleigh team are also making Jamaica's debut in that event. It's been 30 years since their male bobsleighers qualified in Calgary, inspiring the movie Cool Runnings.
That's the latest. Next updates at 2.